1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. A wave of school threats going across the country. Loaded handgun in a kindergarten class. A revolver with a sawed-off barrel in a middle school. Hit lists in high schools. Even boasts that the Columbine Massacre was mere child's play. These are the things that have been going on across the country. I told you guys last night, you know, sit back, because it's probably not over this copycat thing, because the biggest copycats in the world are kids. And what we wanted to do is to get a youthful perspective on this, something that I don't think any other radio show is doing. Get an actual high school student, get an actual adolescent on the air and talk to the kid about what they want and what's going on with the angst and the anger and the fear of young people today. We are going to bring on the line here from Chatsworth High School junior R.C. Collins, who joins us from his home in the San Fernando Valley. And the question I would ask you right off the bat, R.C., is what is it that young people are asking for? Do you want more control? Do you want more? Do you want the video games taken away? Do you want to, is that going to help?
Right, Phil. I first of all, great show as always.
Thank you.
I really do believe that that's what we need. Kids don't know how to articulate what they need, but we feel that the best thing for the adults and the grown-ups to do right now is for our parents to take charge. We're acting violent because the violent videos and of the different TV shows, too.
So you, excuse me, you are saying that it's violent videos and...
Tough voice to do, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Get a drink of water.
Okay, can I have... What are you telling me what to do? Just shut up. Where was I?
Violent videos.
Yeah, okay, so the violent videos and the TV shows that are violent, as a teenager, you're saying, take them away from us.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and I'm saying that in conjunction with a consortium of student body and student councils from across the country, which released yesterday a 15-page memo on school violence and what's causing it. As teenagers, we're saying categorically, take the violent videos away from us. Stay home with us at night. Take away the violent television shows. I'm 16 years old, and I'm allowed by my mother to play Kraft, Myth, Turok, and have violent feelings. The teens of America are saying enough is enough. This line we draw in the sand now.
R.C. Collins joining us from Chatsworth. He's a 16-year-old junior at Chatsworth High School. So you're saying that...
I'm saying take the violence away.
Okay. Question for you. You want your parents to take away the violent videos. Have you talked to your mother about this?
Right now, my mother and my stepdad are in Las Vegas, and... they're going to be returning from a three-day vacation up there. We're going to talk about this. And we're going to talk about the things that I need as a teenager. More controls over my television viewing. I don't want to watch violent videos, and I'd like my parents to take them away from me. I don't want to be able to go and see R-rated movies, regardless of whether or not there's an adult standing there with me. I also don't want to be allowed to watch television by myself. I want to have some monitoring. Teenagers are asking for it, but the adults of America are not coming through, and that's why we're here to remind you. We don't want to think our own parents are stupid, but right now that's what we're being led to believe, that you, and I don't say this personally to you, Mr. Hendry, but you, the adults of America... are the stupidest. You're stupid. And you better... we're going to be... it's just going to be bad.
Okay, so we as adults are being stupid because we're letting you watch violent videos. And you...
yeah, and the violent music. The reason is because a lot of the rap music, for instance, that I listen to, has lyrics in it. Last month, Mr. Henry, just to give an example, I was suspended for 3 days for slapping my Algebra 2 teacher across the face.
And it, wait a minute. You were suspended for only 3 days?
Yes, sir, I was. Yes, sir, I was. And I also, that's because I'm listening to a lot of the Snoop Doggy Dogg about slapping up my bitch. That music comes into my head, and then I go out and I want to bitch slap somebody.
Well, if you're slapping a teacher, you should have been arrested.
Sir, I don't disagree with that.
You agree?
No, I totally agree. I should have been arrested. I'm sitting at home right now. My mother's in Vegas with my stepdad, and I'm playing Turok, and it's bloody and violent. And that's what I mean.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number to the Phil Henry Show. We're having a very unique, probably hasn't been done before, conversation with a teenager here in Southern California who, he says, was privy to a 16-page memorandum that was drafted by some 20 different student councils, high school student councils across the country. They want more controls. They want violent videos taken away from them. They want violent television shows taken away from them. You're even saying that the rap, which talks about slapping, is influencing you to be violent.
It's influencing me to be violent on account of that.
Do you feel you speak for all teenagers?
I do speak for teenagers when I say that we need to be reprimanded. And I will tell you something else, Mr. Henry, and I don't want to be cryptic, and I don't want to threaten. But unless the adults of America take away our violent video games and the violent TV shows that we're watching, this stuff that went on in San Diego is only the tip of the iceberg.
Okay, now what does that mean? That is a decided...
I don't want to go any further.
What does that mean?
It just means if you gotta make us not be bad, and you gotta discipline us.
Because that sounded like a threat.
It's not a threat. It's just the way that it is. Kids are pissed, and we don't like the way the world's going. And George Bush is a fascist.
All right, all of this stuff, all of this sort of neo-politicism, all of these...
Sir, there's nothing neo-political about it. It's a definite cry for help.
Okay, well, let's get to that instead of George Bush is a fascist and all the other stuff. What do you guys want?
Jesus Christ, I just said...
And watch your language, okay, pal? You're talking to an adult.
Mr. Henry, I just told you what we wanted.
Okay, you want more control. You want...
Yeah, and so you ask me again? What we want, what we need, is for more adults to take control of our television set, our video games, and the music we listen to. Otherwise, I don't have a choice but to get into a gun safe. And maybe solve my problems that way. I don't know.
Well, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Where did you find this kid? And what memorandum was drafted by high school student councils? R.C. Collins, who's a high school junior, talking to us about the fact, in his opinion, that young people want more control. They want video games taken away. They want violent TV taken away. And they want more control by their parents. Let's go to Brian. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Hey, you got the worst possible kid on there. It's not the rap music. It's not the videos that's making these kids.
Okay, let me ask you. What do you know?
Because I've got kids.
Are you a teenager?
I was.
Okay, you're not now. And
what
your experience is not relevant.
The rap music was still there. Ozzy Osbourne was still playing on the radio back then.
Well,
you're out of your mind. You're nuts.
No, sir. Your experience is not relevant to today's
teens. You slapped a teacher? You slapped a teacher and you're blaming it on rap music?
I'm blaming it on the parents. They should not have given me that music.
Your parents didn't give... Did you buy that music independent of your parents?
Did you put a gun to your parents' head?
My parents knew I had it. And then,
so that's your parents' fault. It has nothing to do with the music.
That's
your
what
parents
I'm saying.
Your parents are leaving you alone. You're 16 years old. You just beat up a teacher, and your parents left you alone. That's it right there.
You need to
it right there.
You need to get the violent shows off the TV.
What does that have to do? Okay, so what if Little House on the Prairie's on, and Laura Ingalls is hunting? Does that mean that Laura Ingalls is causing you to go buy a gun and go out and shoot? No.
Okay,
your parents are not being parents.
That's an example of what I'm talking about. You're giving me these cryptic 70s references that have no bearing on my life.
Cryptic 70s?
What is Little House on the Prairie? What is Little House on the Prairie? I don't get it.
It was a TV show about a family who lived in a house in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm there. What are you guys talking about? I'm talking
what
about...
What does it have to... Music has nothing to do with it. If a song told you to go out and hug everybody, would you do it? Are you that weak-minded that you cannot even control that a song tells you to do something?
Hey,
are you absolutely that weak-minded?
I'd want to have sex with a girl.
So what?
Okay.
But is it you want to have sex with a girl because Snoop Dogg told you to?
Yeah. Because
you're weak-minded.
As the adults of America, you've allowed this into my bedroom.
I haven't allowed
your
parents.
And you
your
better start taking
parents.
Charge.
Nobody.
Mister.
It starts with your parents. Starts with your parents.
And what's Little House on the Prairie? I'm talking about New York Undercover, NYPD Blue, The Sopranos.
You shouldn't be watching The Sopranos. The Sopranos is on a cable channel that's a pay cable channel.
Where are your parents right now? Where are your parents right now?
They're coming back from Las Vegas.
And why did they leave you by yourself at 16?
I know.
You have absolutely no structure in your life. It's your parents' problem.
What's it take to put oatmeal in the microwave? I mean, I'm talking about...
We're talking about parental supervision. Thank you for your call, sir. This kid here is saying he wants the control of adults. He wants his video games taken away from him. He wants his rap music taken away from him. The reason why there's so much violence is teenagers are calling out, screaming out for adults to turn the television set off and make them go up to their room and study. Is that what he wants? We'll find out. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, along with R.C. Collins, who's a high school junior. And we're getting right down to it, talking to young people about violence, school violence, and what's been going on across the country. And you are saying, R.C., and I just want to reiterate what you're saying, and that is that the reason why there's violence is because the teachers are allowing you to watch violent videos. So you're basically saying what the adults are saying.
I'm saying that the adults is right, and the teens... They're lying if they say that it's not about that. What?
I don't know, man. There's something about you that's, like, really off. You know?
I don't want to go out and shoot nobody. I'm trying to get people to see.
I know, but there's something wacky about you. 1-800-4...
Well, Mr. Henry, I love your show, but there's obviously something wacky about you, too.
Okay, but it's not about me right now. It's about your comments. Here is Corey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This is, you know what? Actually, I'm 19 myself. This is the worst caller I've ever heard.
Actually, because I'm the guest and you're not the caller.
Actually, you know what? I was actually not pissed off until I heard this caller. It sounds like... How come, you know, kids are always crying about how they want to be treated like adults, how they want to have responsibilities, and this guy's asking for adults to take away all our responsibilities.
You don't!
Like children.
Well, do you think you have the responsibility to watch Mission to Mars and guys being blown
up? Absolutely I do. You know what? Since I've been 10 years old watching violent movies and playing video games, I've never wanted to go out and kill somebody after I played a video game.
Well, what about when Snoop talks about bitch slapping up his hoe?
What
well, then that's his problem. That's not mine. It doesn't want to make me go slap my teacher.
See, what a lot of people are...
Mr. Henry, if you do me the favor of just... I'm 16. I'm talking to a guy who's of my own age area.
Well, may I say something?
I'd rather that you not.
Please do. I want to hear what
no,
you have to say.
No,
well,
I just... No! Okay, your name's Corey?
Yeah.
I'm RC.
All right, RC.
Okay, man. Check it out.
Check what
the
out?
The dude that shot up the combined high school
yes,
area.
I'm here in Denver. I know all about it.
Okay, they were listening to music that was of Satan.
How
okay.
do you know?
Because they said. Are you influenced by everything everybody else does?
Yeah.
You are influenced. You know what? There's about six people sitting here that are all within my age group. We all listen to music. We all play video games. And not one of us have ever wanted to go out and kill somebody after we played Mortal Kombat.
Well, that's
or
what
wanted
they
to
say.
Go, or, that... wanted to go, or wanted to go slap my teacher because Snoop Dogg did.
Did you ever play Myth?
I've played all those violent video
Crap.
Games. And never have I wanted to go kill anybody.
Well, I will tell you this. You know there's a lot of songs that talk about the chronic and the blunt. You know what?
And that doesn't make me go smoke the chronic and the blunt.
Well, Chris Sorensen, my friend, came over. We smoked ganja after we heard a tune about the chronic.
Well, it sounds like you've been smoking a little too much ganja.
Well, I'm saying no matter what the other kid says, we want adults to stop it.
Well, look, I'm hearing, you know, you sound whacked out, RC. This guy sounds normal.
I'm only telling the truth here how you like me now, ha ha.
Dude, are you stoned?
Just like an adult. No, just like an adult.
What?
To ask me if I'm stoned when I'm speaking the truth.
You're speaking the truth for yourself. You're telling everybody what you want.
And by the way, dude, I hate to break the news, but Mortal Kombat sucks major chode. That game hasn't been, I mean...
Well, whatever violent video games, you know what? If I go inside right now and watch Platoon, I'm not going to go out and start shooting up my apartment complex. And I'm sure as hell not going to blame anything on my parents.
Don't you hate living in an apartment?
Okay, look, thank you very much, Corey, for your call. Here is, this is Frank on the Phil Henry Show. Frank, go ahead.
Yes, I listen to pop music, and if Britney Spears goes, hit me, baby, one more time, I'm not going to go stalking her and go, oh, I'm going to slap you in your ass and go, there, just hit you, baby, one more time.
You don't want to maybe slap up your hoe?
What?
What? You Wait, didn't what? Hear what I said. I'm talking about bitch slapping up the bitch.
Well, that doesn't even have to do anything with the song. It's a love song. She just broke up with her boyfriend.
Right.
So, hit me baby one more time really has nothing to do with the song. It just rhymes with the lyrics.
Well, how come all you, Mr. Henry, have nothing but normal kids on? What about the ones that want to go blast up the...
Okay, I have something to say. Eminem, he says that it's all his mother's fault. All the lyrics are based on his mother's fault. But he's just making up those lyrics. That isn't his real life.
Eminem thinks his mother stinks.
Yeah, but he's just... When he
he's just
lyrics.
Talking about it. He's playing a character. Am I right, Frank?
Yes, you
Eminem
are.
Is sort of playing a character, like that dude Stan.
Yes.
You know? And
Check out the adult telling me all about Eminem.
I'm not telling you all about Eminem. I just know that one thing about him.
What do you think about the adults not taking away violence?
Okay, I have something to say. I've seen a whole bunch of horror films. I've seen Psycho, I've seen Valentine,
yeah.
I've seen Hannibal.
Bitchin'.
But none of those movies want to make me go out and kill my friends.
Did you see Hannibal?
Yes.
What about when the dog ate that guy's face?
Okay.
What about it? You didn't that hurt you?
Those are just fictional characters made up by the author.
That didn't hurt you and make you want to go hurt a
dog? Nope, when I had no Valentine on Valentine's Day, that didn't make me want to go kill someone just to get a Valentine. The movie Valentine was about a lonely guy that killed some of his friends because he had no Valentine.
So when you listen to Eminem, you don't want to drink a fifth of vodka and put your girlfriend in a trunk.
I don't listen to Eminem.
Okay.
I listen to pop like Britney
Spears. All right, brother. Thanks, Frank. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
I don't think that this should be allowed.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show. We're back on the air here, RC. So watch your language, please.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. With me is RC Collins. He's a junior, high school junior, talking about the recent spate of shootings in high schools, and there have been guns confiscated, and I thought I'd get a high school student on the air. You're saying you want the adults to take away your violent videos, you want the adults to take away the violent films, you want the adults to take away your violent music, you want them to control you more.
Absolutely. I'll give you an example. I was able to download Dale Earnhardt's autopsy photos, and I'm sitting there thinking it's cool.
You did what?
Yes, sir, I did.
You downloaded Dale Earnhardt's...
You see? You see what I'm saying?
And you thought it was cool?
Yeah, because there wasn't an adult there to say that it's sick and I ought to go to hell for it.
Look, may I be the one?
What?
Let me just say, it's sick and you ought to go to hell for it. All right, calm down, man. Just calm it way, way down. Let me go to Jessica here on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that it's the parents. I think it's sort of the parents' fault because they have guns around. But I think they should teach their children the responsible way to use them.
But I've been influenced by the media.
Well, the media is a bunch of crap. You have your own mind. You choose... what you do, when you do it. You don't have to go out and listen to the violence just because it's there.
Okay. What's your favorite band?
My favorite band, Jethro Tull.
Wahoo! Who are they?
They're an old band. That's a really old band, Jessica. How old are you? 17?
17.
Man, that's an old band for you to dig.
Well, I'm a flute player, so...
Oh, okay.
Well, I can't... I don't know what that is.
That's an old... It's a classic rock band, okay?
All right.
I mean, what kind of clothes do you wear? Didn't you see them in a magazine?
I wear jeans and a t-shirt.
You're weird.
I'm weird?
You play the flute, huh?
Yeah, I'm damn proud of it. Sorry.
You play skin flute?
Okay, kid. Watch it. Did you hear what this kid said?
Yeah, that's true.
Watch it.
He needs more control.
Don't put him back on the air.
He needs more control.
I want you to talk to him, Mike, and tell him that we're now going to exercise parental control, okay?
He needs more control.
So, Jessica, you basically disagree with what this has been the overriding theme here of at least this guest, is that teens need control, and you're saying, no, you guys have your own mind, and with the right input, you can make the right decisions.
Yeah,
all right.
Pretty much.
I want to thank you very much. I apologize very much for the rudeness.
That's okay.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
He's good for a laugh.
Oh, I'm good for a laugh.
Yeah, you're funny.
Guess what? I pull my flute out, you won't be laughing.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. You're a real crude, rude, punk kid.
See, if my mom would talk to me more like that, I wouldn't want to go out and pull my flute out. And another thing...
Let me ask you, you said something about Scary Movie.
Yes, sir.
What about it?
Movie, I think, is a great example, Phil, of what happened to me. I saw that movie, and I got home from that movie, and I started crank calling people and going, "What's that? That's a violation of California law. That is a criminal offense. It's called nuisance phone calling." Okay?
You're telling me the worst thing that happened to you is you started crank calling people? I did that when I was a kid. I would call people and,
You call up and go, "What's that?" And then hang up? No. And then
I did stuff. I used to pretend like I was a little baby, and I would pretend like I was caught in a well someplace. And
you'd scare the mothers and stuff?
Yeah, I'd scare the hell out of these poor women that would answer the phone. I mean, I was a punky, stupid kid. Okay?
Well, and you were looking at violent movies, too.
I might have been looking at violent movies. No violent movie I ever saw made me want to crank call some woman and pretend I was a baby.
Well, I'm just saying, by all rights, I should be in jail now.
You know what? I'm not going to disagree with that kid, because I don't really know what you're about. Here is Ben on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, totally. totally full of crap. I mean, he's just...
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Who else? The Wall? I mean, come on, kid. How old are you? 16?
16?
Okay, well, you keep saying that the parents should take away whatever you're doing, right?
Are you a board punk?
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they need to control us, yeah.
Okay, well, you're full of crap. You should control yourself. You're the one who goes out and buys the movies. You're the
I
one who
bet
goes
you
out
hang
and buys
around
the
with
TV.
Your... I bet you
you're
pull a pack of Marlboros out,
out
of your knapsack.
And all that other crap that you do, okay?
Dude, I bet you got your skateboard and a pack of Marlboros in a knapsack.
No, I bet you... You know
and
what?
When your mom drops you off,
you,
know, you go
you're,
smoke
you're just,
one.
You don't... You can't think. You sound like you're, like, five. Your voice is so high. I mean, how old are you? Like three?
Okay, where does it get you to insult me?
Okay, because...
The bigger question is...
You're just full of crap, okay?
Hey, you know what? You're full of crap.
Well, you know what? You're full of crap.
And you know something else? Does your mom know you smoke?
Does your mom know you smoke crack?
Hey, dude, I don't smoke crack.
What do you smoke, then?
Well, I ain't smoking...
You just smoke gun.
I'm not smoking crack. You're smoking butt.
Okay, I told you one more time, and that'd be it.
That's right, Phil. He's just full of crap. He sounds like he's three. I mean, this guy is like...
He's not very bright. All right. By the way, have you got a cigarette? No, I'm just kidding. All right, thanks for calling, man.
I do.
Thank you. Did you hear that, RC? RC, you there?
Yeah, he said he do. So that mean he smoke.
He said he do. That mean he smoke. And if you mention one more thing about Dale Earnhardt's autopsy photos...
Well, I got them. They were online, and no adult kept me from getting them.
Here is one more call. Spencer on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I just want to talk to that kid, because this is crazy what this kid's saying. I mean, I've been playing Quake since it first came out. I've been playing Unreal. All the violent games.
What about House of the Dead?
Yeah, I've played that on the arcade. I mean,
bitchiness game.
What?
That's the bitchiness game.
It's a pretty cool game. I like it.
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, still, that doesn't... First of all, the game's about zombies, for God's sakes. There's no such thing as a zombie. You can't go shoot a zombie because there's none.
But what I'm saying is the game would make you want to, like, shoot up zombies. And if there's no zombies, what's left? You got it. Real people.
Okay, that was a pretty illogical statement. I mean, I've been playing these games since I was eight, you know, shooting people, killing people, watching all the R-rated movies, Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard with a Vengeance. I mean, they're great movies, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to go kill people.
Well, don't you want your parents to kick down the door to your room and, like, go through your stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I don't need their supervision because I'm watching it in their media room, the DVDs and the VHSs that they've bought.
Don't you want your mom to go through your backpack looking for seeds?
For what?
For, like, stems and seeds.
No, I don't smoke marijuana, buddy. I think that's got to be the second dumbest thing ever.
What about when Snoop did that album, The Chronic?
I don't listen to Snoop.
Hey, dude,
I listened to Eminem before, and I gotta say the music's pretty appalling. And I have listened to one of his CDs, and after listening to it, I don't want to shoot somebody or kick my mom or put her my girlfriend in the back of my trunk.
Have you ever seen like the fold out in the Playboy magazine?
No, I don't look at pornography.
Dude, you never saw a nude girl?
No.
Oh, bull, dude. If you seen a nude girl, you'd want to play flute.
All right, man. We got your flute references already. Five times. Spencer.
Well, you know, I have more control and, I guess, more sense than to go around polluting
is your
my
point,
mind with pornography.
Is your point, RC, that if you see a nude girl, you want to have sex with her?
Bingo! And that's the media's influence over the flute playing of young men in the American place.
What an idiot.
What?
You're an idiot. Listen, thanks a lot for your call, Spencer.
Okay, no
and,
problem.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, no problem, Phil.
Yeah, great. Thank you, too. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Now, where are you going to get radio like that? That was 45 minutes with R.C. Collins and other teenagers talking just, you know, kid to kid. Where are you going to hear that? Except on the Phil Henry Show. And where are you going to hear kids talking to another kid who they think is a kid, and it's actually me? Where are you going to hear that, man? You ain't going to hear nowhere other than here. I keep telling you that. And that's a tough voice to do, because what happens is you break into that high-pitched RC voice, then you come back down to your normal voice, and you heard me gagging and coughing if you heard the beginning of the hour, because you're stretching your vocal cord out, and then you're compressing it back down, and it's tough. So that's a hard one. I was actually in speech therapy for about 5 months back in the mid-80s, because I suddenly one day, it was after a cold, I'd had a particularly bad cold during the winter, and my voice was still kind of rough, you know. I still was hoarse. The cold was long gone. It was 2 weeks later, and it's still hoarse. And I'll tell you, you know, if you use your voice for a living and you have any problems with it, you can freak out pretty quick. You know, you can start, your mind can start racing. And I was a cigarette smoker then. So I'm freaking. I'm going, what the hell is wrong with my voice? And I go to this guy, this ear, nose, and throat guy in Pasadena, and the guy took a look down at my vocal cords, and he said, well, you got vocal nodules, man, which is like a callus on your vocal cord. And I said, Jesus, what do I do? He said, well, and this guy was such a great doctor because he didn't recommend me getting surgery. He said, you need to go to speech therapy and learn how to use your voice right so you don't get those things. And then they'll go away because they're like calluses. And if you... like your hands getting calluses. If you use your hands properly, if you put gloves on them, if you stop doing whatever it is you're doing to get calluses on your hands, the calluses go away. And you put enough baby lotion on there, and you know, it's your own business what you do with baby lotion, but, you know, your hands are soft. So the same thing happens with your voice. And so this was a great, thank God I ran into this guy, and it wasn't one of these quacks that told me to run out and get laser surgery on my vocal cords. Because when you get laser surgery, it creates scar tissue, and your voice is not as elastic as it used to be. And I know of singers who've gone out and had that kind of surgery, and their voice is never the same. So when you're way up here, or you're way down here, you know. Now, I used to have a Mickey Mouse falsetto. I don't have that anymore. I used to be able to do Mickey Mouse. I can't do it anymore. It's gone. I don't know if that's a product of age, like too many smokes. I don't know what it is. Maybe I can get it back. Maybe if I went into some kind of training, I could get it back. But the point is, as a result, I never had to have that surgery, and they did go away, and I learned how to use my voice, and I don't talk from my throat. And it's just a whole thing, man, that, you know, that I know how to do. But anyway, and thank God for it, because I still can do RC. And I know a lot of the fans are saying, we hate it when you talk about how you do the show. Hey, you want to know something? I'm getting so sick and freaking tired of doing the show and not getting any credit for it. Just imagine you going to your job every day, doing a great job, and nobody gives you any credit. They think it's some mysterious guy there helping you. That's what it's like doing this show. Well, things are going to start changing around here very quickly. I'm going to start getting full credit for what I do. I don't hire no actors. I don't have anybody calling in. We don't pay people to call. We don't pay callers to play along. We don't do any of the stuff that all the other talk show hosts you've ever listened to do. We create magic here every freaking day. And I say we, I'm being kind to Craig and Mike and Melissa, but in point of fact, it's all me. No, I'm kidding. You guys help, but it's me doing all the stuff on the radio. And it just gets a little wearying. So, I've been having meetings with a lot of the people that help produce this radio show, and they say to me, well, why do you do that? I said, because I want credit. I think it's a normal thing. It's a normal thing to want to take credit for the good work that you do. That's what we're going to start doing around here on the Phil Henry Show. And I frankly don't care, the longtime fans, you know, if they don't dig it. You know, bug off. Go someplace else. Because I'm going to start. If you don't dig it, you think, oh, man, you're really blowing it, Phil. I know what I'm doing. With all due respect to the great people that have made the show the success that it is, just step out of the way and let Phil do what he's doing, okay? Just don't worry about it. Like a bunch of freaking grandmothers out there. Hey, you're telling everybody what the bid is, and if you do that, then you... Don't worry about it, man. People, you won't believe the inexhaustible supply of human beings that'll call talk shows. It would dazzle your imagination. It would blow your freaking mind. Just let me do... I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for almost 30 bloody years. I know exactly how this thing works. There isn't anything, and I'm not the brightest guy in the world. In fact, in a lot of ways, I'm just flat freaking stupid. But when it comes to the radio, there isn't a whole lot anybody can tell me. There isn't seriously. I know all about this business. I know everything there is to know about this business. You know, I was born to be on the radio. This just happens to be, I'm not saying that I'm the greatest thing that ever hit the airwaves. I'm not, by a long shot, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when it comes to the radio, there's nothing that anybody knows that I don't already know. And because of that, we've been able to manipulate the medium and take it places where it's never been before. I'm going to be on a panel this weekend, a talk radio panel. It's an industry panel. I saw that, get a load of this, Craig. I saw the title of this panel I'm going to be on. It's like, basically what it is, a panel for losers or something. I don't know what, it's going to be a talk radio panel, and the name of the panel is From Here to Hell and Back. Hitting bottom didn't stop any of these nationally syndicated talkers from reaching the top. And I said, what is it? It's like, hitting bottom and sailing right through it didn't stop Phil Hendry from, you know, whatever it's then. And the guys are going to be on this panel. Comb Over Boy is going to be on it. A cat out of New York named Joey Reynolds is going to be on it. And I can't remember the other guys, but the way it makes it sound, we all went right straight into the garbage can, but somehow clawed our way back out. This ought to be a riot being on this panel, because I heard about who the moderator is going to be, and I'm not going to mention any names, but... In any event, it ought to be really funny, and it's going to be, and I'm not telling you guys where it is, because we don't need you around, okay? No, we love you very, and I thank you for listening, and I love you. This is an industry thing. It's only for creeps that work in radio. And believe me, you wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes with us. I, serious to God, just stay home. You know, it's an industry thing that's happening. I'll tell you it's out on the West Side. That's all I'm going to tell you. And there's people here from all over the country, and they're going to be... whatever the hell it is that radio people do when they get together. Basically, drinking is what we're going to do. It's going to be a lot of booze and going up to, have you been up to the premier radio suite? And they'll walk into the premier radio suite. Hi! And there'll be large placards there for the Rome show and everybody and me and Laura and Rush and everyone. It'll be fun. So make sure that you're not there, okay? It'll be ugly. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, reminding you that this show has raised $114,043 for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, thanks to your purchasing the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. And if you haven't, you can by calling 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. All of it goes to benefit my friend's place.